This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, did you think about it? Everybody had homework for this new episode. How many times do you have to make the same mistake before you learn your lesson? Yeah.
Is there a solid number that we have to put on it, or?
I mean, I think it's just almost thinking back to that one time where you had to really learn your lesson the hard way.
Sure.
But after you do it at least one time, I would hope that the reoccurrence becomes less and less.
Mine are usually like 10.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I was going to say a high number.
What's your number?
I'm going to say a solid 10. I agree. Because I gotta keep hitting my head over and over and over for me to finally realize, oh, shit, like... This is real. Can we give like real life examples, or is this just like a generic thing?
No, I wanted to kind of put the number out there because I think while it's important for us to be able to identify how many times we go through the same cycle, mm-hmm. I think it also is comforting for other people to know they're not the only ones that continuously make the same mistakes over and over again. And when I say mistakes, I mean, they're really not like, oh, you just got an F on your paper or like something like that. It's just like, you know, life instances. Maybe
yes.
You just keep spending reckless money.
Yes.
You know, maybe you keep being an asshole, or, you know, for whatever reason, or you keep going back to the same relationship
mm-hmm.
that you shouldn't, or you keep not putting yourself first and thinking you're going to get a different outcome. Because what, isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
We like to throw in smart stuff every once in a while. But yeah, don't you feel better knowing that everybody else is still hitting their head against the same wall?
Yes. And I realized that when I would get scolded for doing the same thing over and over again. And not that this makes it any better, but for me, it made me feel better seeing other people mm-hmm. literally do the same thing that, you know, I would get yelled for. I had
like
this
what?
Friend. So So kind of going back to the same guy. And it's like, it's one of those things where everybody does it. Everybody learns, you know, their own way. And I have this friend, and she's kind of dealing with a similar situation, dealing with somebody that's shady, not the best with her. And she just got really mad at me recently for talking to my ex. And she goes, you know, she's just trying to justify her actions. And I'm like, girl, it's the same thing. But, you know, I can't be mad at her because mm-hmm. I just did it. And she can't be mad at me because she's doing it right now.
Well, it's not that anybody's mad at the other person. You get frustrated mm-hmm. because when you're standing on the outside,
you
it's easier.
You want to see them do better.
Right. It's easier for you to see what the outcome's going to be before they get there. Mm-hmm. Because every time you go back to that same person, mm-hmm. every time you do the same
yeah.
thing, you're actually hoping for something different to happen at the end.
Well, and I get it, because you get tired of the same stories. You get tired because that person isn't going to change. So they're still going to treat you bad. They're still going to cheat on you. They're still going to do this. And it's like, I like listening to the same song, but not literally on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like
example.
That.
That's a good example. I do like listening to the same song on repeat. Like,
but
I really...
like 20 times in a row?
No,
unless
five.
I'm trying to learn
five.
Those lyrics. No, I need a filler in between.
No, five. That's my magic number for repeats. But Chris, what do you think was the last mistake that you repeatedly made?
I'm really trying to steer away from the relationship topic, but that's all I can really like.
But yours is
apply.
But yours is different though, because it's not you going back to somebody.
Sure.
It's something that you're doing inside
in my relationship.
Your relationship.
Yeah. I think I'm suffering, not even suffering, but I'm realizing that I have a lot of past relationship trauma, and I keep taking my traumatic experiences and applying them to my current relationship.
Like what?
For example, like, my boyfriend is very expressive on social media, and he will post things and get reactions from women and they'll be like thirsty ass reactions.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, like, where's the side chatter? Is he sliding in the DMs? And I'll bring it up every single time. And he always has to defend himself and he's literally not doing anything wrong. And that's the messed up part, because I'm making up, this is what I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
I'm making up scenarios in my head that aren't really happening in real life. And I've done it probably 4 or 5 times in this relationship to where I've pushed my boyfriend to his like outer limits. Like, Krista, I don't understand how I'm supposed to fight something that's not happening.
Right.
Like, I keep defending myself and it's to the point where I can't defend myself anymore. Nothing's happening. You don't have any solid evidence or anything to say that I'm doing you dirty. And it's because of those past traumatic experiences. And finally, I pray to God that this last incident about a week ago was the final straw.
Are they like thirst traps or like what is he posting?
It's like, it's just like he is a engager. Like, he likes stimulating conversation. So he'll ask questions and women will respond in very sexy or sultry ways. And I noticed that his responses are very straight edge and to the point. And it's mostly the chicks. It's mostly them that are like, oh, Cameron, you're so hilariously funny and so sexy at the same time.
But is like, that really like what that. They wrote? Or is that the narrative you're giving?
Okay, okay.
Like, Krista will see like a heart eye emoji underneath it.
And be like this.
Oh, yeah,
bitch.
No, don't put no heart eye emoji under my
stuff.
Thank you.
And she'll read it. Oh, my God, you're so cute. Which also I get. I would, too.
But it's 50-50. So 50% of them are, it's made up stuff in my head.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it is funny. It is when you talk about it this way.
Yeah, man. So that's like the main one. But to keep it a buck, you all, the biggest mistake that I was making over and over and over again while I was single is casual sex. I keep meeting these people and engaging in a fun time and thinking after 6 months of casual sex, it's going to turn into something more serious. Mm. And that's just not the case. Not for me, at least.
You know what's funny, though? Like, hearing both of you guys talk about this kind of stuff, I use the word mistake, but this stuff doesn't really feel like mistakes yeah. as much as it's just like lessons.
Lessons,
like,
100%.
You know, graduating, leveling yourself up to a space where you're not repeatedly hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I should be saying instead of mistake. How many times. Yeah, because I think it's human nature.
I don't know, Nina. Sometimes you keep doing the same shit over and over. It's a mistake.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, what's the outcome? Are there negative ramifications when you do those things? I mean, yeah, I guess if you're hurting yourself in the process, you are. I mean, whatever you define it. I mean, I see where you're coming from. But like the stuff with Cam and whether it's past trauma or going back to somebody that your heart was invested in.
Right.
I think that the moment that you can acknowledge that your behavior is crazy because you're wanting
that's a lesson.
The, end, the end to be different. The crazy part is wanting the outcome to be different than it is.
But I think in wanting that outcome, it's the bottom line is you don't value yourself. You're making these mistakes because you don't value yourself.
Okay.
And that's what kind of sucks. But I don't know. It's so hard because it's like, you know your value. You know what you bring to the table. You know that person ain't shit.
That's what makes it a lesson.
But they still give you a feeling. You're right. You're crazy. Yeah. Because you still want that feeling even though you know they ain't shit.
That self-awareness, though, doesn't that make it a lesson instead of a mistake?
I think that's a lesson. It is a mistake if you keep on going. I mean, that's why I feel like at some point you do have to put a number on the certain times that you do that. Because the first few times, I think it's navigating waters.
Figuring it out.
And trying to understand how you process and what that does to you. Because whether or not you value yourself or not, and I think that's, you know, what we all are on a journey to do, you know, and I think we do value ourselves in certain situations and that value could definitely be higher. You know, if we're looking at ourselves as stocks and investing in ourselves and if we want to see that number grow, if we want to see the value grow, you have to invest in making the right decisions and doing those things. But until you do, you don't think you suck. Like for me, when I used to do those kinds of things, I think I used to believe that I was so special. I valued myself so much and not in an arrogant way. That I would like to think, but in a way that I would change them. I valued and believed in my ability to be such a good person that I could change the person that wasn't acting right. So every time I went back, I believed I had the superpower.
Girl, nope.
Yeah.
No, I know. And you're right. Yeah. Nope. So that I had to learn how to preserve my energy. Now, it doesn't mean that I still don't value myself. You know, I do. I think I lost myself a few different times because when your energy gets you know, pushed.
Off?
Yeah, well, not even just thrown off, but just when you use it, when you put your energy out there, you're depleting yourself of your own resource.
Been there.
And so then what? You got to feed yourself again. And so I started to later in life, when, because it's almost like, I mean, you know, as you get older, it's a roller coaster and it depends what lesson you're trying to learn about yourself.
Totally.
And you kind of got to ride the wave as you get to know who you are. And, you know, for me right now, it's not relationships as much as it is like comparing my life and myself to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like that's been kind of a vice of mine lately since the pandemic, because I'm a sucker. You know, I buy into social media. You know, I see these people that are living lives that I want.
Right.
But sometimes it's not real.
Whether it's real or not, yeah. I have the power to create the life that I want to live. And I'm fully aware
of that.
Valid.
Exactly. That's valid.
But I have human emotions and instincts, and I get upset. So in thinking about sitting front seat for Angie's debacle, sitting front seat for you when you call and you're like, I did it again.
Yeah.
And thinking how many times you call somebody and you say, God, I did it again.
Yeah.
And I don't call people when I have these feelings because I'm such a stay to myself type of a person, but I tell myself, God, you're doing it again.
Yeah.
So I came up with a new way to check myself. And that's what I wanted to share. And for me, that magic number is 5.
Okay.
But the only way you can get to the magic number of 5 and healing by the 5th one is saying, today I'm starting.
Yeah.
Like, today 5 starts. Because it's probably like 100 times before you really start to understand.
Just give it a clear number.
That's a good number.
Give it a good number.
But
yeah.
I have to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
And until you actually see what you're doing, you can't even make it to 5.
Self-awareness.
So when you get to the part where you're aware, you get 5. 1, oh, shoot, I did it again. 2, up, I got to give myself a little bit of grace. 3 strikes, you're out. I had it in my head. 4, oh,
I got
man.
Suckered back in by
now
that.
Now what's going
suckered
on?
Suckered back in. It doesn't feel good. I disappointed myself.
And now I know.
But I got it, and now I know. Because the person, by the 4th time you're disappointing the most, or the person you're hurting
it's
the
yourself.
Most, is yourself. Mm-hmm. Because that relationship you created with yourself through the self-awareness, deciding to go for 5 and getting to 4, it should be strong.
So 5 is a cushion. You might not even make it to 5.
You might not even make
that's,
it to
and
5.
And that's success. That's a good thing.
And that's the goal. And that's where I feel like you can get to the other side of things. And I wanted to share it because it started to help me. And as I was talking to Ange about, you know, this dude in particular, I mean, obviously we're on the same show together in the morning. And so we ride into work and I get these updates. I'm just like, man, no, we got to tighten this number up a little bit. Like, we have to be more focused and intentional in our actions and our choices. Otherwise, our life gets away from us and we use the excuses of, I'm growing. Or, I don't know. My heart loves
I'm human. I make mistakes.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to get hurt. It's fine.
Girl.
You know damn well it's not fine.
What makes it different now compared to the other time of you being hurt? Like, that it's self-awareness. I really like the number 5 because you get literally 3-4 chances for you to realize, okay, I'm the problem now.
Exactly. But you have to be ready to have that relationship with yourself. And I think that this is one of those kind of introspective types of conversations, especially coming off of the pandemic where a lot of people were, you know, forced to look at themselves. And, you know, I said it in the last episode, nobody knows how to act right. And I think that you're included in that space.
Oh,
so
big fact.
Starting at 5 now is totally normal and would be so empowering because now you're taking control of the direction that you're trying to go in whatever field. I mean, we're talking a lot about relationships here. I'm talking about the relationship I have with myself.
Sure.
You know, and self-esteem and you know, all of that kind of stuff. But regardless, it's a constant battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ride. But it all stems down, like it all stems from communication, whether it's with yourself or another person.
Yeah.
Crystal, like, thank God you and, you know, Cam can have conversations about what
anything.
Is upsetting you.
Yeah, totally. He is a patient man. But I can apply this to my iron issue that I was having last year, right? Like,
yeah.
Where I would completely keep forgetting to take my iron pills. It took me at least 3 or 4 times for me to forget and feeling really, 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 really bad. And then missing out on opportunities to kick it with you guys because my iron was so low that now I don't miss a beat. So yeah, you can literally apply that number to every single scenario.
I mean, that's self-care.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Even, you know, and I get it. Even like with work, like I was telling you, you know, I...
Me. She pointed at me.
Well, because it wasn't...
This is radio at work.
It's not that I didn't take myself seriously or anything like that, but I was figuring everything out and I... thought that I can still live the life that I was living and do, you know, this new job. And it took me a few times of feeling really shitty from either forgetting something or messing up, whether, you know, it was literally just unintentional mm-hmm. or because, you know, I went out the night before or because I didn't spend enough time doing what I was supposed to do. And it took probably, three, four times of feeling just so bad at work that I was like, yo, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Because you had a choice.
Yeah.
You had to figure it out or you were out.
Right. So now I just, you know, I know what I got to do.
You're more disciplined. This is a level of disciplining yourself.
It is a level of discipline. It's a level of discipline and it's a level of a deeper relationship. And I come back to that because I think and maybe that's my language. Maybe your language isn't that you need to have a relationship with yourself. Maybe it is mm-hmm. just knowing that you're a disciplined person.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's all about the relationship that I have with me. I have to trust me. I have to believe in me. I have to know that I got me.
Yeah.
And so for me to know that and have that, because, you know, if you do have somebody in your life, like maybe you do have a, you know, a best friend that you're really close to, maybe your family's around or maybe you're in a relationship. So you have a little bit more of a cushion and support.
Yeah.
But you can't necessarily lean on those people
all
the time.
That's so
Otherwise, you're going to deplete their energy resources. So in order to be functioning at the highest, that relationship is really important. But like, that's also weight loss. Like,
oh, I was
that's
thinking
also
that too.
Healthy lifestyle.
I was 100% thinking
because you know
that.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But to change those habits, magic number five. Just
I
think
like
about it. High five.
High five.
High five.
I like it.
The high five. That's cute.
I'm here for
you. You should trademark
five.
That.
High five. Five steps to a better
that,
you.
Girl. Get
high
yourself that
five.
Coin.
I mean, what do we say? We're doing life together here. Even the tough stuff.
Amen.
And I think that's what it is. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys ever feel this way, but if you're talking to, you know, some of your friends, and especially after a couple glasses of wine, I'm Captain Save-A-Ho.
Oh,
and I
ooh,
am
big facts.
I'm Captain Save-A-Ho in that I want to know about people's lives.
That's because you care.
And I make them tell me things. But also, I like to share. But every once in a while, you come across an egg that does not want to be cracked.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, damn.
I can't
okay.
I don't know how to deal with those kind of people.
It's,
because
it's hard.
I guess I'm very guarded, but around the right people. And if I trust you, I'm very open. If that makes sense.
Some people just have too much trauma, y'all. Some people just don't feel safe to even relive that with people like you guys, like who have good intentions. Some people just physically can't.
Right. And some people also don't know how to verbalize what it is
that's
that they
right.
feel. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the greatest things that I've ever read, and I don't remember who it was, so don't quote me, but but it was basically something along the lines of, you know, every person that you encounter and everything that happens is a reflection of them. You know, this has nothing
to do with you. Totally.
Absolutely nothing. And as soon as you realize
that
and you don't take anything personal, the level of freedom just gets ticked all the way up. So, I mean, that's what I'm about. I don't know about you guys. I want to feel free. I want to feel empowered and I want to feel strong, not just like on my outer body and muscles, but like strong soul.
Yeah,
that's valid.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, speaking of strong souls.
Uh-oh. Speaking of ..
Speaking of, have you guys ever had a crush on somebody in a relationship?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, Columbus, Ohio, 2014. A good old DJ by the name of DJ Giovanni.
Oh, damn. We're shouting him out. We're shouting out DJ Giovanni.
He's going to get a tag
once
on
upon
this.
A time, I know. He's going to be like, bitch. And his ex-girl's going to be like, what? But no, yes, I have before.
Right. And
triggered.
For some reason,
I'm
like,
so triggered
it
right
is
now.
Triggering, right? Because it seems so innocent. But while you have this crush that develops, there's also a sense of guilt that is developing mm-hmm. inside of you at the exact same time.
You know what sucks, though? You have this guilt, but then you look for everything to kind of justify it. Like, well, their marriage isn't that good, or they're not even talking really, and it sucks.
I must be an evil bitch because I never one time felt guilty about my crush. Not one time ever. Probably because I never shot my shot, right? Like, I always kept it to myself. No one knew except for like my friends
right,
and
right,
you guys.
Right.
So there was nothing to feel guilty about.
I mean, gotcha. I guess we're not out here breaking up happy homes.
Exactly.
But I will tell you that a long time ago, once upon a time, I had feelings for this person
okay.
who has resurfaced in my life.
Tea.
Big T. big tea, hot tea, 3 tea bag tea.
Oh God, Lipton. She got that Lipton on deck. Okay.
So if you've ever had feelings for somebody or had a crush on somebody in a relationship, then you are going to want to hear this, because how this may all turn out is like, it's a movie. Can I get
messy.
Signed up for Lifetime? Can I get it. Signed Jesus. Up for my own something?
You should.
Anyway, that's on the next episode. So make sure you're here for that. Hopefully you took the high five with you today.
We're giving air fives. Oh, y'all are smart. I was doing mine in the air.
We'll be back.
This is radio, duh.
I was late.
She's learning.
That was cute.
That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.